105 WVIP and WVIP HD1, New Rochelle. A Whitney Global Media Station.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
93.5 WVIP, broadcasting loud and clear all over the metro area. For more information on hosting your own radio program, call David O'Shaughnessy at 914-636-1460. For rates and availabilities, that's 914-636-1460. 93.5 WVIP.
Is your insurance coverage adequate? What if you suffer an accident, serious illness, or long hospital stay? I am Marcia Campbell of Combined Insurance, and I want to set you up with affordable supplemental coverage. If the unexpected strikes, you can have cash when you need it most. Call me, Marcia Campbell, at Combined Insurance, 347-664-0986. Regular medical insurance pays direct to your medical provider, but with supplemental Combined Insurance, benefits are paid directly to you to use at your discretion to cover things like rent or utility bills while you're out of work. Let Combined Insurance give you an extra layer of protection and peace of mind. Call me, Marcia Campbell, 347-664-0986. That's 347-664-0986.
The St. Jago Pass Students Association New York Chapter presents the O.R. Bell Laureate and Reunion Banquet, Saturday, September 15th at the Eastwood Manor, 3371 East Chester Road, Bronx. Reception at 8:30 p.m., dinner at 10 p.m. Music by Soul Tone with DJ Prentice. Contribution $100. Please RSVP by September 7th. Proceeds to benefit the St. Jago Pass Students Association Scholarship Fund and other projects. The St. Jago Pass Students Association, serving others as we have been served. Come out to the Eastwood Manor, Saturday, September 15th, and support.
Contact Cedric, 516-644-0306, or 516-486-8738, or contact OPAL, 845-430-8058.
See you there.
New York's Caribbean Voice, 93.5, WVIP.
Barry G's on the go, but I have time for Grooving Radio, hosted by Rasclem. Catch it if you can, Saturdays 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on a Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Grooving Radio, 93.5 WVIP. It's alive.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Grooving Radio, number one station.
Part of our Broadway cast includes dinner every evening at any five-star Manhattan restaurant.
Thank you, but no thank you. When I'm in New York, I only eat at the door.
Have you ever eaten at any five-star Manhattan restaurant?
Five-star or 5 trillion star. Me uncle name at the door.
The door.
The door.
The door.
The door. Elegance. Fine dining. Our professional staff is here to serve you.
And most importantly, great Jamaican foods. For elegant dining and authentic Jamaican foods.
Lord, my picnic gone all the way in Missouri. I mean, I don't know how him will eat at daytime because him loving banana chips, him loving bun and cheese, and I don't know which part of the world I'm going to find them the same thing there.
Relax, Mary, what you talk about? This send the boy got the corner shop and make him order what he want.
What you want to talk about corner shop? You know, see the boy there all the way in middle America, back of God back. You think we there, Jamaica?
No, darling. Get with the times, man. Modern technology we are talking about. The corner shop online. KingstonCornershop.com.
What?
Kingston Corner with a K, shop.com. And in just harder the same thing them and then ship it right to your destination. So you can get up a man in time and make him little plantain porridge. For lunch, him can eat some bully beef with little onion cut up in there. And then for dinner, him can boil the greatest Jamaican cock soup.
So him really want me swarm so much.
So say it with me and set your heart at ease.
KingstonCornershop.com.
East, and this is the original Chronics representing, and I say, you're listening to Grooving Radio with the original Rasclem on 93.5 WVIP FM. Keep it grooving, and we will keep it moving all the time, every time. Ease out.
That's right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chronics, as we return for the final 25 minutes of Groovin' Radio this Saturday morning. My name is Ras Clem. We are in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check, and our very special guest this morning is former Detective Chief, Chief Superintendent out of Scotland Yard. He was also the former Deputy Commissioner of Police out of Jamaica, Mr. Mark Shields, who now resides in Jamaica. Welcome back, Mr. Shields.
Hello, welcome. Yes.
Welcome back, Anthony. You know, Mark, I drove through Barbican and I realized that a lot of the roads have changed. Going up into Barbican Square, they're building some new stuff down there in Jamaica. Huh? A lot of road work taking place, huh?
Yeah, that project's just about finished, mm-hmm. which I'm really pleased because I use it every day, and it was a nightmare both before the work started and then during, of course, the roadworks. It was pretty awful, but the project's finished, mm-hmm. And there's no doubt that it's improved the flow of traffic slightly, but perhaps more importantly, it's given the taxis and buses less opportunity to cut us up on our way home, which means that you have a less frustrating drive than we had before. But having said that, of course, Constant Spring Road at the moment is a complete building site, it looks like.
Yes.
Massive holes in the road. They're mm-hmm. expanding that. Work at Portia Simpson's Million Square is going on. That's going to be a major flyover at 3 miles. And so the traffic is appalling. And I feel sorry for the people in Spanish Town and Portmore who are having to get up at ridiculous times of the morning start their journey to work for a bumper-to-bumper journey through into Kingston. So things are not good, but as Minister Darrell Vaz said just last week, we're going to feel the pain this year, but you know, when it's finished, I think that it's going to make a big difference to the infrastructure. And of course, when vehicles can move freely, that encourages business, mm-hmm. and hopefully will help the economic recovery.
Definitely. And you know, with the improvements of the roads in Jamaica, I can testify that, you know, while I was in Trelawney at 12 o'clock in the day and I had to meet someone at the Pegasus at 2:30, I left Trelawney at 12 midday and by 2:15, I was pulling up in front of the Pegasus. So with the new roads in Jamaica, it serves well and it is doing well for Jamaica. But one little advice I have for whoever is in charge of transportation in Jamaica. There are two major facilities on the North-South highways, which here in New York, we would use them as toll authority. They need to place a police unit on both sides, and they also need to place emergency vehicles, whether ambulance and tow truck, on both sides of the highway. Because it seems to me, if someone breaks down on that North-South highway, I don't know how long they're going to have to wait for assistance on that highway. So I just needed to say that.
I can help you with that.
Yes.
I'll help you with that because, first of all, I do know mm-hmm. that the CCTV coverage for the North-South Coast Highway uh-huh. is excellent. In other words, if you break down, you'll immediately be seen by the cameras. And mm-hmm. secondly, they have emergency vehicles that are dedicated to the highway. And good. In fact, for the first time in my years of driving, I got a burst tyre on that very road, managed to make it to the hard shoulder safely, and I started to change the wheel, and sure enough, they turned up within about 5 to 10 minutes and actually assisted me with getting my wheel back on, and I got on my merry way again. So I'm quite encouraged by that. The only thing I can't understand is that, that they have traffic police with speeding checks on the highway, when in fact it's a toll road. So I don't understand why, if you get onto the road at, say, 11 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and you get to the other end too soon because you've exceeded the speed limit,
uh-huh.
why is it you can't get an automatic ticket for that as opposed to relying on the police with, you know, with the old fashioned gun pointing at the motorist? But that's another point.
Well, here's what here's what we're going to do to fix that, Mark. Here in New York, yeah. they're using the Easy Pass as something to uh-huh. detect how fast you travel the highway, and they will send oh. you a ticket in the mail. So the next time uh-huh. I engage the Prime Minister on this program, I am going to share yeah. that with him so he takes it back to Jamaica. Special guest idea. This Good morning idea. Is the 2018 presenter at the upcoming CIN lecture series, former Deputy Commissioner of Police out of Jamaica, Mark Shields. And when he comes here again on Wednesday, October 24th, he will be taking on the monster that we call crime and violence in Jamaica. And yes, he has ideas how to tame crime and violence in Jamaica. Before we took the break, Mark, I mentioned that change is the only thing that stays constant. Every day we see something new. The national identification card that they've been talking about in Jamaica for some time now. In your words, how well will that help crime and violence in Jamaica, Mark?
I think that it's a measure that needs to be taken. We have a number of systems of identification at the moment. None of them are indeed perfect. Mm-hmm. And from the work that I've seen done here, there are many people that are actually babies that are born that don't even get registered with birth certificates mm-hmm. Until later on, even if at all, which causes problems later in life. Mm-hmm. So from that end, it's a good thing. But I was referring to something that Minister Montague said when he was Minister of National Security in June last year, mm-hmm. when he said that since the introduction of facial recognition in relation to passports, for applications for passports, they identified something in the region of 80 people who were arrested for identity fraud, for false passports. And it was disclosed that 470 people had been identified as having multiple passports as well. So that was the use of facial recognition. And the only reason that people would have multiple passports, of course, is to engage in some form of crime or another. Mm-hmm. Then there's a whole issue of identity theft. And there is no doubt at all that the use of cards would help with that. So there are many reasons, good reasons, even down to the purchase of cell phones or obtaining credit or renting a car, opening a bank account. If you have the NIDS card, it will make all of those processes far more easy than it is at the moment. There is a lot of fraud in Jamaica caused by the fact that the identification methods are not as efficient and effective as they could be. So I would actually welcome it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, when these things come about, we just have to give them a chance to work. In mentioning, facial recognition, Anthony, it was on the news here this week that our airports here, the mere fact that now they're using these systems in the United States, New York State has now adopted the facial recognition system. When you go to get your new driver's license, that is what your new license is going to be fed into the new facial recognition system driver's license. As a matter of fact, since we have cashless tolls, and let me be clear here, ladies and gentlemen, there is a trial run at these toll bridges that when you go through, you are being photographed, and that photo is being placed in a facial recognition system, and that is how they're tracking criminals who are even using our bridges, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a good thing that's happening in Jamaica. So we just have to give these things a chance and see how they will work in the very, very near future in Jamaica. Now, I drove through the checkpoint between Trelawney and Montego Bay going into St. James. One of the things that I personally did not like is when I drove up to the checkpoint, Mark, it was at that point I really saw the sign that says roof light on, windows down. So put my roof light on, put my windows down. I drove up. I said good night. The gentleman from the Jamaica Defense Force and the gentleman from the Jamaica Constabulary Force, they looked at me and all they said to me was good night and have a good night. So I drove through and I said to my partner, I said, I wonder if they know who just drove through this checkpoint. You know, because they didn't really ask me, where am I heading to? Where am I coming from? You know, just to have a little conversation. I think it was a little bit too relaxed. It needs to be a little bit tighter. But other than that, I realized that that section of the highway and that section of the community was actually clear. I did not see a lot of people hanging around. So they're making their presence felt, huh?
Well, they're making their presence felt, and the fact is that when you and I approach that particular roadblock and we're screened, we go through there with a very clear conscience because you and I haven't committed any crimes. Mm-hmm. Imagine how the criminal feels. Every time they go through there, they're running the gauntlet to see if they can get through. Mm-hmm. And then conversely, in terms of the police and the security forces, they have the profiles of individuals that are wanted, people that they know are members of gangs. They, because they're there all of the time, they're gathering information which they'll turn into intelligence. So they have a good idea of the profile of people that they're looking for. So I think that helps, and I think we have to get the balance right, because if they stop everybody mm-hmm. and ask a lot of questions, it means that traffic's going to back up significantly mm-hmm. and we'll end up getting resentment from those people who are actually innocent and just want to go around doing their normal business or visiting friends or whatever. So it's always a difficult balance. I personally think they've got it right most of the time, although I have been through the checkpoint from time to time and I've thought, well, you know what? They're not paying enough attention. Mm-hmm. They're on their cell phones. So I've seen some of that, but that's human nature. Mm-hmm. And it just requires proper management and supervision to ensure that they're always operating at their optimum. Mm-hmm. But I do think, generally speaking, that they've got the balance right. Mm-hmm. And it's going to help the process of reducing crime, when in fact that's proved, because certainly in St. James the murder rate is down significantly on where it was last year and the year before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anthony, I don't know if you have any more questions for Mr. Shields. I know we got a lot of information this morning. Again, it kind of put us into that comfort level to understand that, yes, crime is down in Jamaica. There are certain things that the new Commissioner of Police is tweaking, along with the Minister of National Security and whoever is in charge of crime and violence in Jamaica. Yes, it's a work in process, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure that when Mr. Shields come here again on Wednesday, October 24th. I am urging the community to come out and support this lecture series. And you know, Mark, you're following in the footsteps of some great, great speakers, and I hope you're coming with your A game because you're coming on the heels of, you know, we had former prime minister, we had former ministers, we had former CEOs of companies. So I hope you're coming with your A game, Mark.
I won't be coming. I will certainly be prepared, because thank you for the additional pressure you just put me under. I'm aware of the previous speakers, mm-hmm. and I feel totally honoured and privileged to have been asked in the first place to come and give this lecture.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to it. And I promise I will do my homework mm-hmm. and hopefully give a good presentation and follow in the footsteps of some of those famous people that you've mentioned that have actually given it in the past.
Yes. Yeah. Anthony.
One of the last things I wanted to ask you is, just because, you know, there are so many people here in the diaspora listening to your voice, and we travel back home on a regular, what would your thoughts be to us, you know, in terms of our comfort level to go back home and some of the do's and don'ts when we return home?
That's a very good question. When you come home, do what you do when you're in New York or in Boston or in London. Stick to the areas where you know you can go, mm-hmm. act responsibly, just be alert, and just enjoy it, really. Many of the things that happen to people that are negative happen because they've taken a risk, mm-hmm. or they've put themselves in a position where they're more likely to become victims of crime. I think that people can come to Jamaica, particularly from the diaspora, and have a really good time. But because of what goes on here, yes, you have to be cautious. You have to be careful in terms of how you act. But I would not discourage anyone from coming to the country. I think when you get to the airport, make sure that the labels are off the bag, because we've heard in the past about people being followed from the airport, particularly if they're returning residents. So just be cautious, but come, enjoy it. Engage in the community. Have a great time. Come and visit the family and friends. And I know that you're going to have a great time.
Ladies and gentlemen, our very special guest this Saturday morning, once again, is Mr. Mark Shields. And I must tell you, Mark, after your first engagement here on Groovin' Radio, I got a call from Mr. Stephen Hill, and he said, how was Mark? I said, Mark was great, you know, very good presenter. He said, you know what? He's going to be my next guest at the CIN Lecture Series.
It's your fault, mate. You wait for us, do you?
I set you up, Mark. I set you up.
You did.
But we're looking forward to having you here on October 24th. And I must tell you once again, thank you very much. Every time I reach out to you, you're always willing and able to join us here to share information. It was good, Mark, and we will definitely do it again in the very near future.
Okay, well, I hope to see you guys in October. Come to the lecture. I hope I see you.
Definitely. You'll see us, Mark. Take care.
Excellent. All
one,
right, then. Take
one, care. One love. Our very special guest this morning is former Deputy Commissioner of Police out of Jamaica, Mr. Mark Shields. Anthony, great presentation by Mark Shields. Before we wrap this morning, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, as you're saying, he's a very good presenter, and I'm sure he will engage the community when he comes for the CIN Lecture Series. I'm sure Mr. Hill must have been listening to Groovin' Radio when he made that decision. Excellent decision, and I can't wait to be a part of the presentation.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I must say to the callers, you know, when we do these presentations, we will prefer if you send your questions via our Facebook page. A lot of times when we take questions on the air, it kind of go off, you know, off cue. And that is why I did not take any of these calls that were coming in this morning, because I don't want, we don't screen calls here. That's number one. And I don't want anyone to try and derail the conversation in what we were having. But crime and violence, Anthony, certainly it's one of those topics that we're going to continue to have when it comes to Jamaica. Yes, Jamaica is a small place, and yes, a lot of these crimes you hear happening all over Jamaica, yes, they do happen elsewhere, but we are very concerned. And a person like myself who have a vested interest in Jamaica, I am concerned, because when I go back to Jamaica, Anthony Turner, you know that we travel from one end of the island to the other end of the island, and we do it all hours of the day and all hours of the night. So I want to make sure that I feel comfortable. And there are a lot of listeners who have reached out to me who would say that they're willing and they want to go back home, Anthony Turner. And the thing is, sometime when they hear some of these things that have happened in Jamaica, it unnerves them and they don't want to take that trip. But again, Jamaica is always that beautiful place that we should always love and support, Anthony.
Yeah, man, and one thing I would say to the police commissioner, or just the folks who make decisions about punishment for crimes, I think some of the heinous crimes that are happening in Jamaica, I mean, the brutal slaughtering of kids and women and all that, I think we probably need to revisit, you know, the punishment for some of those crimes. And even though Mr. Mark Shields made the case about capital punishment, I think some of these crimes need capital punishment. And as you see in cases, there are some citizens of Jamaica who have taken it upon themselves to ensure that those culprits are no longer, you know, get rid of them out of the society.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when these things happen, you know, and I was watching the news in Jamaica, and the police, there was a crime that took place in St. Anne's where this gentleman actually chopped up this lady who he was once dating. Chopped her and her two or three children. I think the six-year-old was the only one that was saved from his machete. And the community actually said that if they get him first, they're going to deal with him. The police was begging the community. And sure enough, Anthony, when they got him, they dealt with him. And, you know, again, I'm not sure if these things will deter people from committing certain crimes or committing crime on a whole in Jamaica. But sometime, Anthony, as they say, as they call them, vigilante killings or vigilante handling of certain things, sometime, Anthony, some of those things are going to happen. Again, I got to say thank you very much for your contribution this morning to Groovin' Radio presentation, Anthony. We will return to the airwaves of WVIP at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Thank you very much for your service, sir.
All right, you take care, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
One love. Groovin' Radio was executively produced by Clement Hume and Christopher Roberts. Groovin' Radio this Saturday morning was hosted by Ras Clem and Anthony Turner. Contributing to the program this morning, we started off at 9 a.m. with the good folks from the Manchester High School Alumni Association. Their president joined us this morning. Barbara Lewis, thank you for taking part in Groovin' Radio's presentation this Saturday morning. The Jamaica Observer provided their weekly roundup of news. Anthony Turner provided entertainment report. He is our writer. He provided the bio for our very special guest this morning. Former Deputy Commissioner of Police at the Jamaica Constabulary Force. He's also a former Detective Chief Superintendent from Scotland Yard. Mark Shields joined us this Saturday morning. He will be the 2018 presenter at the annual CIN Lecture Series. My name is Ras Clem. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it is going to be the Wake Up Radio team with Carl B. Moxie. This morning, our music mix, we presented new albums from Beres Ammon, Alba Rosie, also George Nooks and Romaine Virgo. I will leave you with a brand new song from Damian Jr. Gong Marley and the Crown Prince of Reggae, Dennis Emmanuel Brown. The man who closed down Groovin' in the Park.
No, I pray, I pray. A good man is never born in his own country, you know? Yeah.
Facts of life.
Yeah. True. Knock your one, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. Knock your one, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down.
Can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down.
I'm telling you.
Can't keep a good man down.
I am going to a memorial service when I leave here this Saturday morning for one of my fallen schoolmates, Bibby Gordon. Bibby Gordon, who passed away a few weeks ago. There will be a memorial service on Long Island. I am taking that journey when I leave here this Saturday morning. Stay tuned for the Wake Up Radio team. I will see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Take care.
Look, you want them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. I can only be myself, and myself is all I've been. Your jealousy me use and measure your criticism. It pressure you like it, displeasure you feel see me win. Tell them that the truth is an offense, but not a sin. An honest true face is better than a grin. We make up out of plastic and not really mean a thing. Rumor them a carry in and use them a bring. Should a run a quarry, mount a stone and them a fling. A good man alone will do a good job, do a good deed, be a good dad. Set a good example just like Jamis and Bob. Set it so the juvenile them a be and glad. Knock your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. Knock your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. Knock your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. Knock your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down.
You see, you mended your heart, you're not your garment. But such is the kingdom of death. Though they try to stop by your night, it's there. They could never get away. You know, I know you can't keep a good man down. I said you can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. No.
Knock your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. Knock your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. Knock your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. Knock your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. No, I pray that I pray thee. A good man is never born in his own country, you know? Yeah.
Facts of life.
Yeah. True.
Knock
your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down. Knock your wall, them try and try, them fail, cause them can't keep a good man down.
Can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down.
I'm telling you.
Can't keep a good man down.